When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High? You're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. You're listening to Hampton High, the podcast by me, Hampton. We got a great guest today. As usual, our guests always freaking rule. But before I get into it, I just want to talk about what's been going on at Rockville Prep recently. And basically, spring has sprung. You know, kind of officially, but also like because of like freaking climate change, like it's still cold and shit, but like it still is sort of spring. Like it's so hard to tell, like even in this era of climate change, there is a spring that is undeniable, you know, and just because there's more snow than there should be, and just because it's like, you know, and just because it's like, you know, like not what just because what weather is like bad, it doesn't mean it's not spring. Like spring is, here's what I'm trying to say. Spring is beyond weather. You know what I mean? Spring is a state of mind. Spring is literally a season. You know what I mean? That's like an emotional season too, beyond just like a season, you know. All I'm trying to say is that spring is more than just being warm, you know, and the buzzing of bees and the flapping of birds, which brings me up to what I wanted to talk about, because this year at Rockville Prep, there's been this cool thing where like so this year, like all the grades, is like a little competition amongst the grades, and it's who can see the most robins. And it's like, so it's like 10 points if you get the first robin, 5 points if you get the first robin of your grade, you know, and then it's like 1 point per robin. And so like we have like all been like so like obsessed with finding like the robins, you know, and so far no one has found robin numero uno, you know, and so like everyone's like really wants to get that robin because that robin's 10 points, so that's a huge advantage for like the juniors if we find that robin first. And so like every day at school I'm like paying attention, but like my one eye is like looking out the window, like do I see a robin, do I see the first robin of the spring, you know my eyes are out the window, like even during lacrosse, which like, you know, I'm paying attention to lacrosse, but like I'm seeing the ball in the air, I'm going for it, then I'm like, wait a minute, is that a robin? No, it's a freaking pigeon. Dude, pigeons, like, people call pigeons like the rats of the sky, but in my opinion, they're also just like, you know, the not robins, because they're not. Well, I should come up with a better thing than that. They're not robins, but we can admit that like pigeons are not robins. Pigeons are not robins, and like I have been fooled by a pigeon before because their shape is rather robin-ish, so rather like the bigger and less elegant. But so like that's what's been going on. Like, so if you see a robin. Text me, okay? Or call me and bring me to where you are. And I will give you $50 to let me be the one to say I saw that robin first, okay? $50. Because I want those 10 points for the juniors, okay? So that's my plea to all of you, you know? If anyone says, oh, Hampton, what about like, you know, what you said, like, what about what you said on the podcast? I'll just say that was a joke. And this is a joke too. I'll probably just edit this out, I think, now. But we have a guest. We have a very interesting guest today. We have Adam Arville. He's a junior. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Happy to be here, Hampton.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And are you ready to get into like why you're here?
Yeah, I feel like it's because I'm first-year trumpet, and that's a fun thing to talk about.
I feel like I ask people on, every time I ask someone who happens to be a musician on, they always think I just want to talk about the music they play. This happens every time.
Yeah, it's art that I want to talk about.
Okay, yeah, but like you're wrong because like you borrowed my shirt.
I what?
You borrowed my shirt.
I don't think I borrowed your shirt.
Yeah, you did. You borrowed my shirt, remember?
When did I borrow your shirt?
Literally Halloween. So like not a year ago, but like in 2018.
Yeah, the most recent Halloween.
Yes,
the
most recent Halloween.
We were at my house.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big Halloween party.
Yeah, so is a memory coming back to you now?
Yeah. Remembering because we were doing some illicit stuff at this Halloween party.
Yeah, man.
So you forget stuff, you don't forget, you know?
It's drinking and drugs.
Drinking and drugs, you know.
We'll cut
it out because my mom listens to this.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
She does, yeah.
Oh, like that's so cool. Yeah. Does she like it?
She says it's interesting.
That's cool.
She said it's good insight into the psychology of kids today.
That's awesome. Who's her favorite character?
She said she's in Hampton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the main character, so.
Yeah.
Am I a character or am I? That's an interesting question.
It's an interest. I mean, do you think of yourself as a character?
No, I think
of
myself as a human being.
Okay. You asked a leading question then.
Yeah, well, I spoke before thinking, which I'm sure you are guilty of it as well.
Sure, yeah. As first tier trumpet, I'm sort of, head honcho. People report to me and...
Do they? Or do you just take the lead line of the melody?
Well, no, I sort of, I try to lead the charge. You know, I'm the quarterback's the team captain.
Wait, no, I'm pretty sure that the lead trumpet is not like the quarterback. You just like, you get like the best line of the trumpets.
I get the best line.
Like the best musical lines, you know?
Yeah, but I also have to keep everybody in line.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
That's what you do as first chair of the trumpet if you ask me about it.
Are you the oldest trumpet person?
No, I'm actually second oldest because there's a senior, but the senior's not very good at playing trumpet.
Wow. Is that like weird?
It's a little bit weird because I have to command the senior as if like, you know, they're younger than me, but they're older than me.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's like,
insane.
It's crazy.
Now that must be a mind. Okay, I'm sorry. You're distracting me. You're distracting me.
No, I'm not.
No, you're distracting me. We're talking about you borrowed my shirt.
Okay.
You borrowed my shirt. So.
Okay.
Do you remember borrowing my shirt? This is at your Halloween party.
I remember my Halloween party.
Yeah.
I remember that. I spilled something on my shirt.
Yeah.
And it was like a button-down shirt, and I was like, fuck. And I could have gone upstairs because it's my house.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was so in the zone that I was like, who's got a fucking shirt?
Yeah, you did. And I was like, and, you know, to be honest, I was feeling, I had like been to the gym a lot recently, so I was feeling kind of like, you know, hot, you know. And so you're I was like, dude, just take my shirt. You know, and so I gave you my shirt, and you were up for the next night. And the next night, we're like, hey, high five, and you wear my shirt.
Yeah, it was the best night.
Yeah, and it actually still worked out for me. So.
Yeah, but then I gave it back to you, right?
No, you did not give it back to me.
I remember you talking to me about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it back to you, and I gave it back to you.
No, okay, you want to get your coughs out?
I'm sorry about that.
You want to get your coughs out?
It's because you kind of have to do that. Like, the trumpet kind of fucks with your voice a little bit sometimes.
It does?
Yeah, it does, because you have to press really hard into the thing and, like, push out, and it just, like, really affects, like, this part of your...
Is that your voice, though? Like, it wouldn't be, like, your umbrature? Like, it wouldn't mess up your lips or something like that?
Well, it does mess up your lips a little bit, because you're, like, you know, pressing real hard, and there's a lot of spit involved, which is why you got the little spit pedal.
Oh, yeah, those are
front.
So gross, you know? Gross.
The band room is covered in spit.
And I bet it's also because, you know, band kids are famously, like, kind of sexual. You know what I mean?
It's a real, that's part of my duties as first chair, is I got to keep them from, you know, going crazy on each other.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to keep seeing, okay, you were distracting me. You were actually picking the perfect things to distract me with, but we are talking about my shirt. So,
yeah.
Here's what did happen.
Okay.
It was like a week later when I was like, hey, you still have my shirt, right? And you were like, oh, yeah. Let me wash it and get it back to you.
Yeah.
And then, but that's all that happened. You never actually gave it back to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I must have, okay. I definitely tried to give it back to you, but I couldn't find you.
Oh, really?
I was like looking around the hallways and it was like, where's Hampton? And somebody was like, he's looking for Robbins right now. And I was like, he's looking for Robbins? He's doing the Robin thing? And then I was like, okay. And then I left.
Okay, so I just bit of a hole in your story. Robbins have only been pretty recent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was many, many months ago. So I certainly wasn't looking for a Robbins in the dead of winter. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're saying you tried to look for me recently?
I was looking for you recently. Okay. That, I'm realizing now that that was recent that I was looking for you.
Okay. Because I'm talking about maybe a few months ago.
You're talking about maybe like November.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Yeah, October, November, December. Wait, January. Let me just check my math here. January, February, March.
You're going to pull the whiteboard out?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Okay, yeah, November is after October. So actually more like December probably.
Yeah, it was like December. Yeah, so at that time, I definitely tried to give it back to you and you weren't around.
Yeah, okay.
In December.
Okay, and maybe you tried again recently with the Robins.
Yeah, and the Robins, you weren't around with the Robins. And yeah, but you know, I definitely have it.
Yeah, I know you definitely do.
Yeah, I've got the shirt at my house.
So just like wondering when I can get that back.
Yeah, but did I lose it?
Did you? I don't know if you did. You have it, so you know better than I.
Okay, I maybe have lost it because I remember it was just like, it just like, you know, things disappear around the house sometimes. You know what I mean?
I do know stuff disappears around the house just like.
Yeah.
But what?
This guy, I don't know what happened to it. I was looking around my house for it the other day, and I was looking for the shirt, and I was like, I don't know where the shirt is.
So, like, when I borrow, like, a book or a pair of shoes from a friend, I, like, always know exactly where it is, because I always know that it's something I have to give back.
Yes.
So, like, I have a hard time believing you left something that was not your own. For me, if I can just, like, transpose my own shit onto you, like, when I borrow something, I, like, it's important for me to make sure it's valued and given back to the person who loaned it to me in the first place.
Right.
So, like, the idea of just losing it doesn't make a lot of sense to me because, like, I would be on, like, full alert. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So, do you remember the last place it was or anything like that?
Last place it was. I remember, okay. I do remember at, not my Halloween party, but my, I guess it was my New Year's party. You were at that, right?
I was at least two New Year's parties.
Okay.
Was I at yours?
I mean, I remember seeing
you. Was I there?
You were there.
Okay, and I was there.
Yeah, and I remember.
I got so fucked up.
I remember somebody.
I got so fucked up.
You did, man. You were wasted. Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, sorry, I'm interrupting.
But I remember there was somebody else at this party, and they spilled something on their shirt, and they were like, who's got a fucking shirt here? And then I was like, I've got a shirt. And I tossed them the shirt I was wearing at the time to this person at the party. And I gave them my shirt. And I think it might have been the shirt that you had.
So you were wearing my shirt at your New Year's party. I was probably too drunk to remember what you were saying. Then you gave that away to someone else. And there was someone. You said someone was their name. Is there a name to this fabled person?
Well, this is, I thought it was you. And I thought it was like a perfect thing. I thought that I gave my shirt to you.
You did.
There's a world. So it was your shirt that I gave to you?
No, you did not give.
Okay.
So are you trying to say right now that I was so drunk that I don't remember taking my own shirt back? That might be in the back of my car somewhere? You think it might be back in my car somewhere or something like that?
You said you were pretty wasted that night. You said you had drank a lot of beers. You said you were wasted. I mean, roll back the tape. You'll hear that you said you were wasted that night, New Year's party.
I wasn't. I'm not denying I wasn't wasted.
The New Year's party that you didn't even know if you were at because you were so wasted.
I was very wasted. It's a hard time in my life, actually. I don't really want to talk about that. I was going through a lot.
I'm sorry, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's fucked up of me. All right. Well, yeah, I think that you took the shirt back.
So you think I
have
the shirt back?
I think you have the shirt back.
I don't even remember that. I don't remember that. I guess I was pretty drunk, is what you're saying.
You're pretty drunk. I mean, what did you do after the New Year's party?
Well, that I kind of remember.
Do you want to talk about it? Or was
no,
it
I shouldn't be talking about that. A gentleman does not kiss and tell.
Yeah, man. But things in passion, clothes get thrown all over the place. So maybe...
So let me tell you... Let me repeat back the story you're telling me.
Yeah, go for it.
You... Here's the story you told me back. Okay. Number one, I loaned you my shirt on Halloween. Number two, on New Year's, I was so drunk that you gave me the shirt back. I don't remember it. And then three, not a few weeks ago, you looked to give it back to me while I was looking for Robin's. Is that the story that you're saying right now?
That's the story... Because I was also drunk on New Year's, so maybe I forgot.
Okay, so now maybe you were wrong. So now we're saying maybe you forgot.
Maybe I forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What are you trying to say, man?
I'm just saying that first you're saying I have it, and then you're saying I have it, and you're also saying you try to give it back to me a few weeks ago. I was too busy looking for Robin's. You didn't find any. If you see Robin's, please let me know. I want to be the first person. I want to get 10 points for the juniors.
I do want you to get those points.
Well, I do too. I mean, you're a junior yourself. So,
I'm a junior too.
Are you looking for Robin's right now?
I'm looking for Robin's.
Are you, though?
I'm not doing
it. I feel like people aren't looking for Robin's. I feel like I'm one of the only people who really cares about the challenge. Like, I am looking for Robin's, and people are not looking for Robin's. Are you looking for Robin's?
I'm not looking for Robin's.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
No one takes it as seriously as you do.
Well, maybe what people did, the juniors actually win fucking for once.
I'll take it serious. I'll look for Robin's.
Okay, well, I'm not... Okay.
I'll look for a Robin, man.
Okay, you will?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It helps if you have binoculars.
I don't have binoculars.
I bought these like primo $500 binoculars for this challenge.
That's awesome. Can I borrow them?
What do you think the answer to that one is?
I just feel right now that I have been... There's a lot of stuff up in the air right now.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that you are... bordering on making an accusation, but haven't made the accusation yet. So if you're going to accuse me of something, go ahead and accuse me. Tell me your version of the story, Hampton.
I hear my version of the story?
Yeah.
My version of the story, loan you the shirt. A few weeks later, I said, can I get the shirt back? And you said, yeah. Next day, I was like, hey, you have my shirt? And you're like, nah, I forgot. There was a winter formal. I was like, hey, can you bring this shirt to the winter formal? I'll just take it with me. You go, definitely can. See the winter formal. You go, oh, dang, I forgot. Like you made a big show. Oh, dang, you made a big show of it. You're like, oh, I was going to bring it and I didn't. Oh, made a big show of it.
That's real. That was real emotion.
That was, yeah, well, made a big show of your real emotion. New Year's. Apparently, this was even part of my equation before, but apparently what you're saying is that you gave your shirt to someone. I don't think that's true. I think you're making it up to the, because you feel bad about, I think you want to dissuade me from looking further. I think that you had a normal party and you didn't give it, and maybe you gave your shirt to someone and maybe we high-fived about that because that would have been really random. Like, oh, cool. Oh, I gave you your shirt. You give someone else your shirt. So I think that might have happened or something like that, but not my shirt. Then I think that you did not try to find me to give me back my shirt recently with the Robins. I actually, because I haven't brought it up for a while because I sort of wanted to see how far you would take it. Then I invite you on the podcast and you're making up all these lies. So I think you're making a bunch of lies because you want to keep my shirt. Why do I think that? One, the shirt is blue. A beautiful, this is actually so random and I didn't even plan this out, but it is a Robin's egg blue. Which is like random because I didn't even plan that out, but like that's true. It is a short sleeve button down. It's very light, but not see through. It makes my body look good, makes your body look good. It's not baggy, but it's not tight. It's sort of like perfectly fit. Mm-hmm. You can do it unbuttoned with a white tee, unbuttoned with a wife beater, unbuttoned with like just like your abs if you have good abs, which I do. So it's a really great shirt. I think you want to keep it for yourself.
Okay. That all is true.
Okay. But what? But. You have a butt. I knew you had a butt. I knew you had a butt. No, what's the butt?
But.
Okay.
I lost it. I wanted to keep it, but I lost it.
And you're saying you're too ashamed to give it back. You're too ashamed to say that because you feel bad about losing it.
I feel bad about losing it.
How'd you lose it? I'm not a bad guy. If you lost it, you lost it, you know?
Yeah, I'll just own up to what happened because it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I can afford another shirt. You know, I bought $500 binoculars.
Yeah.
I can pay someone $50 to like let me be the first person to do the Robin that they found first. So I can like afford a shirt.
You've got the cash. I've got the capital. Cash. It was fucking crazy what happened.
Okay, what happened?
It was after school. It was after band practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to, my mom was going to pick me up. I walked out into the parking lot. And then like three or four, sorry, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. But
an emotional cough.
It's emotion comes out of a lot of different places.
Okay, I agree. I actually agree with that.
Yeah. But I was in this parking lot after band practice and like three or four guys all dressed in like different, like crazy colored outfits. And like they all had like weapons. And they came up to me and they were like, give me the shirt, man. They were like, give me the shirt off your back. And I was like, this shirt? This shirt is Hampton shirt, bro. And then he was like, the lead guy was like, if you don't give me the shirt right now, I see your mom coming in her car. I'm gonna beat your mom up. And I was like, dude, I know Hampton, you get this. Don't disrespect my family, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Don't disrespect my family.
Yeah, okay.
And don't make threats about my family.
Yeah.
And I'll do whatever I can to defend my family. And so I did what the guys asked, and I gave them my shirt. And then they, like, all ran away
mm-hmm.
into the woods behind the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to your shirt. And it's embarrassing because it's a blow to my, like, ego. Because I felt like I should have stood my ground and fought those guys. But, you know, I didn't.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to tell you because it's embarrassing.
All right. So, yeah. Storage engine again. You didn't lose the shirt. Shirt was stolen.
Shirt was stolen from me.
Right. So just making sure our language is very clear.
Yeah, the shirt was stolen from me.
Basically by people with different colors and different weapons. So the Ninja Turtles basically stole.
I mean, not ninja. I don't know if they were turtles. That part of them was covered up.
You don't know if they were turtles.
I don't know if they're turtles or not.
Okay, but they had
weaponry. One guy had, you know, nunchucks. One guy had, you know, a slice of pizza. One guy had...
Okay, so I mean, it sounded like the Ninja Turtle.
I don't know. Oh. It's too soon to tell. One guy had leathery skin that I could see. And okay. It was green.
Okay.
And it was fucking scary, Hampton.
Okay, I got you. Hey, you know what? I'm just glad you were finally honest with me. And I'm sorry. I know it's pressuring you a bit, but like you have to admit you're being pretty evasive and like... You know, and I'm sure that was pretty traumatic, you know?
It was.
Yeah.
I'm still processing what happened.
Okay, I got it. Okay, well, I mean, I'm just glad we got to the bottom of it. Yeah, it's spring, right?
What, spring now?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, spring.
Yeah, still pretty cold, right?
It's a little bit cold, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're wearing a sweater, right?
I am wearing a sweater, yeah.
That's a nice sweater.
It's one of my favorite sweaters. It's a band sweater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was to everybody who plays in the band.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Fits you well. You know, there's a collar popping through your, popping out of that sweater.
Yep. Yeah, I'll just pull that down.
No, it's fine. It looks good.
Pull it down. I think it's a weird look.
No, I do that look all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? Oh, yeah, because I noticed it when you walked in, because it was is that Robin's Egg Blue?
Yeah, I guess you could call this a Robin's Egg Blue.
I'm kind of chilly. Can I see your sweater, please? I'm kind of chilly. Can I see your sweater, please?
The thing is, it's a band sweater, and you're not in the band. You're not in the band.
Adam.
And
I actually play guitar.
You play guitar, but not in the band.
I actually play
guitar.
That's
orchestra stuff. If it has strings, it's orchestra.
Okay, well, that's debatable. It's more like a rock guitar stuff, or like acoustic, which I could maybe... Sure. It's not always rock, but... Can I see your sweater?
No.
Give me back my shirt.
No,
give
don't.
Give
me back.
Do not. Don't. Don't touch me.
Ow.
Don't touch
ow.
Me. Take it. No, don't. Just take it.
Eat it.
Whoa.
Get off me. Get off
come
me.
Back. Come back. Come back.
Get off me. Get off me.
Yeah, you like that?
That was as traumatic as my experience with those guys.
Who's the coolest freshman?
I don't know. The freshman that has the little, the ukulele?
Oh, yeah. She's really creative.
She's really creative and cool.
Yeah, and she does rap songs, but with the ukulele.
Yeah, which is, I've never heard of anything like that.
I don't know her name, but...
She's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Forever!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.